How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Sarah Kiwa.
And I'm Mickey Overman.
And this is Thank Fuck For That, a podcast in which we hear stories from our guests about the moments in their lives that might have changed everything.
Whether they are huge near misses or small, seemingly insignificant choices, we all have stories that we look back on and wonder, what if?
Our guests will bring us their best Thank Fuck For That moment so we can delight in how different their lives could have been.
Hello.
Hello. I'm like out of breath and I've got no idea why.
You came into the studio out of breath. You've been sort of like phantom out of breath for the entire...
Yeah. It's because I do sport now.
Oh, you do sport?
Yeah, I do sport.
What sport are you doing? Oh, wrestling.
Living.
Oh, right.
Living my life. Mm. It's extreme. I have been wrestling. I've been wrestling a woman.
Mm-hmm. Just to be clear.
To the ground.
Yes.
I'm doing a charity wrestle this Sunday for Comic Relief. And she's kicking the shit out of me, I'll tell you that. We've been training.
Well, she's
today.
A professional wrestler.
She wrestles in the WWE.
Yeah.
And I don't, famously.
Yes.
So far, she's winning.
Yeah. Shock.
In my experience. She's throwing me about. She's body slamming me, Mickey.
Yeah.
We're doing a body slam.
Shock.
Have you ever been body slammed?
No.
Well, I have. And let me tell you, there's a reason why it's part of a fight.
I've been punched in the face.
Have you?
Yeah, have I told this story before?
No. Who punched you in the face?
Well, it was this girl.
Ah.
No one wants to hear it.
Oh, fine.
A girl?
A girl, please. You know what they're like.
No, it was... We were in a pub. I feel like I've told this before.
In the UK?
No. We were in a pub. This girl and I were chatting, and it was about, have you ever been punched in the face? And I said, I don't think anyone would ever punch me in the face.
Okay. And you said those words to the wrong person.
And she took off her shirt. No, but I said, I'm a de-escalator. Basically, we got to the point where we thought to remedy that, because everyone should be punched in the face at least once in their life. She said, I'll punch you in the face.
So this was planned amongst you?
Yeah, this was like, let's give Mickey a life experience.
Give her a go, yeah.
Let's give her a life experience.
Okay.
I think everyone should be punched in the face. That was sort of like the theme of the night.
The hypothesis was...
Both the boys had been punched in the face. The girl, I think, had been punched in the face. It was like I was the one out. I'll punch you in the face.
I can't believe you've all been punched in the face and I haven't. That kind of
yeah,
vibe.
That was it. Yeah.
Why has this been happening without me?
Yes. Why is everyone being punched in the face without me? Yeah. So then we took it outside in a very...
In the most civil way.
In the most civil... let's take this outside that there's ever been.
Yeah, because you need consensual. An authentic fight experience.
Yeah.
Let's take this outside.
And then she was like, I'm going to punch you. And then she kind of faked it. And I was like, oh, thank God. Because I was actually... And then I got back up.
She pretended to punch you in the face.
Yeah. Because she wanted me to actually be like...
Not expecting it. Yeah.
It was very clever. Anyway, so then she punched me in the face. And it hurt like hell.
Where did she punch you? Which bit of your face?
In the eye.
And fuck.
She clocked me.
She did clock you.
She clocked me.
Hard?
Yeah, hard. Yeah.
No way. Yeah. Did she swing back?
Obviously not as hard as a man could have done.
Yeah.
Only.
Then everyone only, had a
turn.
It
was only a little girl. It was a little girl. She was 8 years old. yeah, but it was like, yeah, she punched me and I genuinely really hurt. Did not like it. But then I did think like, you know what? I'm actually glad that happened.
What do you feel like you learned?
I learned that I can take a punch to the face.
Yeah.
And that is
from a friend.
She wasn't even really a friend. It was just someone I'd met.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you met a stranger in a pub and you asked her to punch you in the face.
I didn't ask. You suggested and I said
yes. Some people pay for that, you know.
You know, if that had been my kink... She was very hot. She was really hot. If that had been
she gave you everything you wanted.
She was so beautiful. If that had been my kink, I feel like that would have been... I would have been like, excuse me. Gone directly to the toilet.
I gotta go.
I must take care of something.
I'm gonna take this inside. That was a great story.
Thank you.
I will say up top, thank you to everybody who's been signing up to our Patreon.
You guys.
Whoa. We can't even believe what's been going on.
I mean, we can.
You're all a lovely lot. No, yeah. We can't. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. If you haven't and you want to, then please do. We have extra long episodes. So there's stuff that you don't hear. If you're listening to this publicly, if you're on Spotify, like a dweeb, right now, you're not getting the full story.
Mm.
You're only getting half the story.
Yeah.
So sign up to Patreon to really hear what we really think about everything from current offence to...
current offence.
To Lucas's offence.
Well,
all
and if that doesn't make you want to sign up...
We cover everything.
I can. yeah, please do that, guys. It would be nice.
And we would like you to email us, tell us your stories, your thank fuck for that moment, your near misses, your sliding doors. Boggle our minds. We challenge you.
We challenge you to do it. We would love you to do that. We've loved it. We've loved everyone that has signed up. We've loved everyone that sent an email. We just want you to be part of it.
Is there anybody out there? Or are we talking to a void?
I don't think we're talking to a void.
I don't think we are either. I think there are people listening.
We've done a bit better at like putting clips up and stuff.
Yeah. Have you been enjoying our clips?
Well, I mean, it's brought out some absolute scum.
It has.
Let's be honest. There was the clip about you cheating and the amount of people that commented on it being like, cheating is the best thing that's ever happened to the world.
So many people agreed with me on that.
Everyone agreed with you on that.
I thought I was going to get cancelled.
And oh no, you know what? You just gave a voice to people who normally don't have a voice and they felt really emboldened by your voice.
I'm standing up for the little guy.
No, you're not.
I am. I'm standing
That's
up.
That's not the little guy.
I'm standing up for the little cheaters of the world.
No, not this again. I can't go through this again. all I want to say is that like, you know, I know people are listening and they're scum.
I cannot believe we've got a hit podcast, but it's just scum.
It's just scum listening.
No, we don't think you're scum. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Don't do that because that makes it sound like I actually.
I don't
that.
Think you're scum. Mickey thinks you're scum.
Oh no.
Oh my God, Mickey called you scum.
Oh no. Oh no. yeah, so thank you guys. And come to our previews.
Come to our previews. We'll show you our bums.
We'll show you our bums. That's a guarantee. Come do that. Yeah. We've put it on Linktree.
Lucas is snorting.
Yeah, because he's a little boy as well.
So we just found Lucas's exact sense of humour.
It's bums. You Lucas, you like bums?
He likes bum stuff.
Funny.
Yeah, so that's that.
And that's it, I think. Let's get a guest in. Our guest today.
Very exciting.
Rhys James.
Incredible comedian. I think probably one of the most prolific joke writers of our comedy generation.
100%.
He's so sharp and funny and witty and clever.
Yeah.
He's brilliant.
He's so great.
He has a podcast called Fit and Proper with Lloyd Griffiths. Mm-hmm. It's about football. Mm-hmm. I've been on it.
And I talked about football.
I talked about Nottingham Forest.
Yeah!
But he's brilliant and he's here. And
let's get him in.
Let's get him.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Rhys James. Rhys James, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much.
This is my favourite podcast.
Yeah, oh. I bet you say that to all the podcasts.
Oh, God, yeah. All the ones that ask me on, which isn't that many. But, so thank you very much.
Hey, come on. Is this your first time?
This is my first time ever doing a podcast, yeah. What an honour.
It's really exciting. Maybe people think you're just like a Twitter guy. He can't talk in real life.
Oh, right. Yeah, like I'm a bot. They think like I'm a Russian bot. Like an AI.
Yeah.
I keep getting asked, actually, to comment for articles that people are doing about whether AI can be funny, and I find it deeply insulting. They keep asking me. Yeah. Rhys, we do actually need to just go direct to the robot's mouth.
Wait, are you actually getting this question?
People keep, a few times in the last week, like, I don't know, the guy.
Maybe that's like the new, like, can women be funny?
Yeah, can robots be funny? We've answered
that
one. We've answered that one.
Can AI drive?
No. Now, can robots do it? That's all it is, yeah.
There's definitely somebody who can't do it. And we just have to figure out who it is.
They're going to decide that robots can do it way quicker than they decide that women can do it, aren't they?
Well, it depends if the robot is styled like a man.
Yeah.
And then you go, well, yeah, well, he's a lot.
What voice does the robot have?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Is this Siri or Alexa?
Wait, isn't Siri also a lady?
Depends.
I think it depends what country you're in. Oh. What country are you in?
Right now.
Oh, God.
Siri's a man. I have a man, Siri.
Rude.
Yeah.
I think
you can choose, right? You must be able to choose. Well, that's insane.
Mine immediately
Sorry, if you
gave
just got
me
a phone,
lady.
Really?
If you just got a phone with a man pre-programmed in it.
Probably sensed that we were lesbians. Yeah, you need a male voice.
The male voice.
The algorithm's so powerful.
Siri's got to step in here.
I guess maybe with Alexa, they kind of pre-chose. Can you get a male Alexa?
I think you can change it.
He's Russian.
But there's some celebrity
voices. Ireland would like Alexa.
Oh, right. Got it.
Alexi. Aren't there some celebrities that did voice for... Were they for like...
Oh, yeah, for like...
Tom.
For driving. Yeah,
Yeah. You could get like Sylvester Stallone.
Like Peter Kay or something like that. Have I made that?
Could you?
I feel like you might have.
Could get like Tom Hanks to tell you.
But now you just do that with deepfakes. Right, and this is why I'm being chosen for something like that to speak on AI, because I say things like you could just use deepfakes.
Yeah.
But I don't want to do these things because, like, I don't want to expose the fact, which I am about to, that obviously anyone can just learn how to write jokes. So an algorithm, a robot that is much more powerful than the human brain could obviously do this much quicker.
Especially like one-liner setups. Yeah, the simple setup of a one-liner joke.
You can't necessarily, it doesn't necessarily mean you are funny, but you can learn how to write jokes, surely.
I'm freaking out.
The robots are taking over.
I'm freaking out.
But robots will be hosting this podcast before you know it.
Oh, and they should.
Yeah. As long as the Patreon cash is still coming direct to you.
Yeah, give me a day off.
Well, it's very nice to have you in here. We were drinking in Liverpool on Saturday night. We were both touring. We were just talking about the grim Ibis bar that we had two beers in.
I quite like the Ibis bar. Actually.
You loved it, actually.
It was good.
Yeah.
Had a pool table.
I loved it because my bed was upstairs.
Mm. Well, mine was only over the road in a slightly better, more expensive hotel.
Because we...
that robot money, baby!
I did pick up on that.
What you was guys your
didn't I didn't book the hotel. I didn't book it.
Was it boutique?
No, it was just Leonardo's, formerly Jury's Inn.
Oh,
so it's still still a chain. It's not like a...
But it's sexier. Leonardo?
Oh, it Ibis, outside. You know, you get. I draw the line.
On Ibis.
Premier Inn is my lowest.
I learned my lesson.
That's where I went.
Yeah, right. You were at my lowest.
I was at your lowest.
But Sarah, you were below my lowest.
That was pretty high for me. Yeah.
I once stayed in the Ibis Budget. Now, that's a different level of Ibis. Have you ever stayed in an Ibis Budget?
Is
it's literally
worse?
Called Ibis Budget in the name.
How is it budget?
Look,
how could
you
it be
think
worse?
You think an Ibis is budget. Wait till you go to an Ibis Budget. Honestly, the toilet is your own mouth. it's your only option. The shower, so there's a shower. So basically, it's like a prison cell. It's fully like a prison cell. The toilet is just there.
If they gave you an orange jumpsuit on your way in, they could just pitch it as like an immersive experience.
Yeah, escape room.
And say, like, experience being a prisoner for a night.
Yeah. Now let's solve some clues and then I can leave.
Hey, that would be a good idea for a podcast, wouldn't it?
What you have to get, but you'd have to write a different escape room every week.
No comedians listening to our podcast, are they?
No, but for the listener, do you have a one and done policy with listeners as well?
Yeah.
Everyone listens to one episode.
I hope no one's listening to this who's listened to it before, because
I'm going to tell Sean's story.
What we're about.
I was swept out to sea as a boy, and my dick nearly fell off.
Oh my god,
said,
that made me laugh so hard. Listen. We have to ask you about your stories, though. Forget about Sean.
He's
in the past.
Sean is old news, actually.
He's
just
actually old news.
Tell us about your dick.
Well.
That's the first question of the podcast.
Tell us about your dick. Yeah, this really is an escape room. Yeah. Good God. I have to talk about my dick and then
We're
I can leave.
We're taking back control for women in comedy.
Okay.
Get a man in, we say, tell us about your dick.
Tell us about your dick. What do you want to know?
Find equality somewhere.
Oh, God.
What do you want to know?
Sarah, please go down this road.
Oh, yes, and the old dick stuff, if you like.
Mm. Have you ever had somebody use your dick and pretend it's a little character? This was a conversation I was having quite recently. Who was I talking to?
Don't look at me.
Two people very recently, Alison and Celia, were saying...
Oh, okay, well, yeah.
Were saying that they will make penises little characters in plays and, like, act it out.
Where are they putting these plays on? So what's the scenario?
I didn't get into that much detail, but I guess, like...
They're
holding the cock up and maybe making it wiggle and speak.
Why are they both there?
And what's the...
it's an orgy.
Okay. Yeah.
So now we've done question one.
Yeah, we're following the exact script of...
Is that the only dick question you've got, or have you got any more? Is that the only one? Just has it ever been used as a little character? That's the main one. Right, okay.
Yeah. And now I know pretty much everything I need to know about your dick.
Yeah. It's not got a very characterful look.
Yeah, doesn't have a tiny mustache.
Not distinguished enough, no.
Can't hold a script.
It's more of an extra. It looks more like an extra.
Yeah.
In the world of dicks, it would just blend in to be an extra, I think.
Do you think it would overact as an extra, or would it be like a really...
Cool. Yeah, there's one thing I know about my dick. It overacts and says its lines too quickly, okay?
So anyway, have you ever had a near miss?
Sort of. No, there's been like a few, but a lot of them just feel... I've got a shit memory, and a lot of them feel quite insignificant. The most recent thing that comes to mind is I pretended to be French to get out of being mugged in Manchester. But it was like really brief. And the guy just believed it was like great acting. And the guy just believed it.
Is there a rule
he said
like
great
that.
Acting.
I must have done great acting. He must have believed I was French because he left me alone. Yeah.
Is there a rule that you can't mug the French?
It just meant in that it became very difficult because he clearly, like, I was just refusing to understand the mugging. So there was like, he didn't have a weapon or anything. He was just trying to get, I saw this guy in front of me. Mm-hmm. I was walking along. It was quite late. And he accosted this couple and was being a fucking nightmare to this couple. Mm-hmm. And he was clearly like quite drunk, this guy, but was like kind of aggressive arm round the man in this duo. And then they were kind of like pushing him off and then kind of like did a bit of a runner for it. And I could see I'm the next person in the street and I hadn't
You're
crossed
in the
road.
Queue.
So I was like, I literally queued up for my own mugging. But the whole time I was thinking, it's all right, I'll just say I'm French. And genuinely, I was thinking, this will happen to me in a minute and he will do the same thing. And he'll say stuff like, come on, give me a quid, give me your phone, I need to make a call and all that sort of stuff. And then obviously he's going to then steal the phone and the quid. And they don't just borrow it.
You're not having my
It's
quid.
Not for a shopping trolley. They want the quid for good. I learned that the hard way. But yeah, and then he came over to me and I was just like doing a full, the most basic of French, the imaginable.
Yeah.
You know, I was doing, you obviously open with, je ne comprends pas.
Yeah.
Because that means, hello, how are you?
You can't have my quid.
It means, no, I don't have any quids. Yeah. And then it just like sort of went on and on. And I was just doing GCSE French phrases. You know, I've got one brother. We play football together. All that sort of shit. And then he's just literally just doing like a broken French because I knew this guy didn't know what was going on.
Yeah,
so as long
yeah,
as
yeah.
I kind of act a bit yeah. French, I was squinting a lot.
Twiddling a mustache.
I was being quite rude. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The sort of characterization I'd normally expect from Celia while doing a penis character. The only real thing I remember about it is when he went, what part? He got really into it. So he became really enthusiastic about meeting a Frenchman.
Oh.
So like he flipped from being like quite aggressive and seeming really drunk, like he was trying to get stuff off people and wallets and phones, to then just being like, oh my God, what part of France are you from? And he was like really enthusiastic. And I said, Toulouse. Which is like, I was going through my head going, don't say Paris.
Yeah.
Because everyone's
too
got
basic.
Stuff to present. Yeah, too yeah. basic, hard to believe. And he's probably got stuff on Paris.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want him to have Paris.
Yeah, I love
stuff.
A bit on Paris.
And I was like,
you
Bordeaux feels a bit basic.
Feet.
I went, Toulouse. No one's got anything to say about Toulouse at all. And then he just went, cool. See you later. And I had to say goodbye in French.
And
which is
merci.
I was like merci, au revoir. Au revoir. And I was trying to make it. I was also trying to do it really casually. So like,
yeah.
At one point, I had to say, oh, kind of sorry. Like I don't know what's going on. And I was like, well, don't say désolé. Je suis désolé,
yeah.
Because that's really formal, and a French person wouldn't say that. So I was just being like, yeah. Pardon, and doing all of that. And then I was thinking, as if this guy's going, whoa, that's actually the feminine. That word is a masculine word. Yeah.
Hold on a minute. You're
exactly.
not French.
Yeah, exactly. Give me a phone. And then I'm suddenly saying I don't understand in German. Just trying everything I can.
Where Germany
yeah, exactly. Going through all the places, going, not Berlin. Don't say Berlin. Munich. But
you have such an English face.
Yeah, I know, right? I know.
No.
You saying ugly. Is that that's how that's how people not from England say ugly.
You have such an ugly face.
No, ugly.
I think you could be French. No.
Well, I got the sort of I do have a sort of resting bitch vibe to my face that is rude enough to look like a French person who's just being a bit dismissive. That's the
Ooh,
only thing I've got going for me.
Actually, that was quite good.
Yeah. That's all I've got going for me is being
dismissed.
A bit, yeah. This feels like I'm being like I've
really
sort of
disdainful.
Sort of shut my eyes just enough that people think this person's extremely rude.
Yeah.
Wow.
That
was quite amazing.
They could be French. Yeah.
You could be a spy.
Well.
Get ready for my next
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But
were you scared?
I wasn't really, because I knew, you know, I've got the French stuff in the locker. Yeah, I just
if
knew.
If the French stuff doesn't work, then we'll get
If scared. The French stuff doesn't work, then it was like, well, I will sprint. This man is drunk and he won't hopefully catch me.
So it's like, instead of like, fight or flight. It's like
French or flight. That's what I do. I'll never fight, but I will be French,
will be French.
In a crisis if needs be.
Yeah.
When in doubt, oh la la.
Exactly.
Baguette.
But I do have a slightly scarier one. Well, when I was
scarier
just like,
than that.
than someone having a conversation with me and me saying Toulouse. Basically, have you both been to Macunnaleth Comedy Festival?
Yes.
So as you will know, but the listener may not, it's in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Mm.
And accommodation-wise, unless you book one of the two hotels that are in the main bit, 6 years before the festival.
Three rooms each.
Yeah, then you are staying, and unless you then camp or whatever, you're staying fucking miles away, kind of like up hills through forests in the middle of fucking nowhere, and there's like one taxi.
But Cunliffe Festival is a real summary of how wanky we are as a comedy industry, in that it's lovely and the audiences there are so nice, but because it's a little bit of a cult kind of cool festival, we travel for so many
the effort that's made to be part of it,
and
because it's like
stay in the most inconvenient places. People camp.
Every experience of my staying there has been a fucking nightmare. There was one year where we got a taxi home. So you always have to get a taxi home about by midnight, because then there's like the one man who is a taxi driver there goes, oh, I'm not doing it anymore.
Yeah.
And then it's like, otherwise it's a 2 hour walk to where you live and it's North Wales.
Yeah.
So it's fucking freezing despite being in May, in April.
So cold.
But so you get the taxi and this is a different story, but like perfect example of how remote it is. We got this taxi. We're driving to our place and then we're all like, oh, we've all got shows from like midday the next day. So I was like, oh, can you pick us up at like 10 tomorrow to this guy? And he was like, oh, no, I can't do that. I'm busy. And we were like, oh, do you know anyone who could? He phones like his other taxi driver mates and they're like, nah, there's no one around. And we were like, well, then we've come here for no reason. There's nothing. What are we going to do?
We'll
and then he just goes, oh, it's all right. I'll text my brother. He'll pick you up at 10 from this address. And then obviously it gets to 10:30 and no one has come to pick us up. So then we were like, oh, we'll have to just phone, like try and find another taxi company. Of course, there's no fucking signal, is there? And we're literally the only building for miles in every direction. It's all just like farmland. And so there's a thing attached to us, like a next door that has a car outside it. And we're banging on this door, hoping they've got a house phone for ages. No one answers. And then we just walk for 40 minutes until we got under a fucking phone line. And Sean McLaughlin's old... Sean's insistence on having an old Nokia or whatever, an Alcatel phone for 10 years, suddenly came in handy. No one with iPhones could get any signal. He gets under a phone
line. Taxi for the 28th of May.
Exactly. And we're still there now. Thanks for doing this. Thanks for coming up into the podcast.
That's insane.
But then, so 1 year, we're staying in a place like that. It's me and two other comedians, Mark and Adam, and we're in this place. And the way the bed is quite small, this place. And again, it was like the only building for miles in every direction. And the way that the bedroom worked, I booked it. So obviously, naturally, I was given the good bed.
Yeah.
Right? And so you go, it's a little creaky door that goes. So like you go downstairs and then you walk in. It's like classic little hallway that goes into a lounge with a telly and stuff. And then a bathroom downstairs. And then it's a little creaky door that goes up these little stairs. And then you get to a sort of like mezzanine bedroom. Mm. First bit has a double bed in it. Then there's another door that goes into two little single beds in there. So they're obviously staying in that bit and I'm staying in this bit. And then we get home late or whatever on the last taxi after this evening. We are quite pissed. Just kind of shut the door, go to sleep. And then I wake up to the light outside the window being on, which is the sensor light of someone walking by the house. Bear in mind, it's the only building for miles in every direction. The noise of sheep being disturbed, as in like, that sounds so stereotypical. When I say disturbed, I mean they're literally just going bark because like they're, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe that was happening all night and I hadn't noticed it. But suddenly I'm now hearing sheep. And
something's bothering the
pretty sheep. Soon after this,
something's afoot.
I can hear walking around inside the house.
No.
And I was like, fuck, we did not lock the door.
How many legs?
At least 7. Don't know what happened to that eighth one.
That's not a sheep.
Yeah. No, I don't know. But I'm literally, I'm just going, fuck. And so I look immediately at the door to the little two bedroom that Mark and Adam are in, and that's shut. And so I'm just like, right, fuck, I'm on my own here.
Yeah.
Unless they're doing a little prank or something. But I was like, but they wouldn't have done that. And we definitely didn't lock the door when we came. I definitely didn't lock the door and I was the last one in.
Oh, God.
So I'm just thinking, oh, fuck, well, hopefully this person's just going to steal the TV downstairs and leave because it's not my house. And you lose a deposit. But in Wales, that's like £4 and they don't give a shit. So I was like, just take the TV and go, this person. But I'm like, there's just footsteps for like 10, 15 minutes just going on. And like lights now on downstairs, lights coming under the door of this thing in the house. And like there was sensor lights out the front.
You're just waiting to die.
I'm like fully hovering off the bed at this point. I'm still lying there.
You haven't like...
I haven't done anything.
Gone to Adam and Mark.
I haven't done anything.
Oh,
I haven't done anything.
Yeah.
I've frozen.
Yeah.
But I was like, I was like not... I, you,
you
know what I mean?
French.
Yeah. I didn't even have French or flight. It was nothing or nothing. That's where I was at now. It was nothing or nothing. I mean, I was phoning the French police at the time. But,
yeah.
But it was hard to communicate because I don't speak French. I said, I'm in Toulouse. I have dialed 999 on my phone and then quickly realised, wait, I'm in fucking, I don't know where I am. I'm in the middle of fucking nowhere in Wales. They're never going to get, a taxi can't get here.
No.
So the police are just going to be
no
like,
signals, so they can't track you.
Exactly. So there's none of that's going to happen. And so I'm now like just holding my phone. I'm thinking, I can't do anything. I just want this person to leave. I just want to hear the door shut so I can then go downstairs. And then you go, well, that's just a horror film, isn't it? They just shut the door and they stood there inside it with a knife. Ooh. But I'm just stood there waiting, going, shut, just leave. Then I realize that at the turn, it was next to like 1 a.m. or something, but it is now officially my birthday. So I'm like, oh no.
It's a stripper.
For me? Yeah, we're like, oh, they're doing a surprise party downstairs.
All the lights go off.
That makes sense.
Hi.
That doesn't enter my head, but what does enter my head is the fact that, oh, I am going to die on my birthday,
yes,
like Shakespeare. And I thought, fuck, this is going to be the coolest thing in the world. I'm going to get murdered and it's going to be on my birthday.
Oh, you're loving it.
And then I was like, that's actually quite cool. So that's fine. And then I thought, no, because no one's going to fucking find us for 4 days. Mm. So no one's going to know. Yeah, so you want to die on my birthday and no one will even know. And then I was angry. Mm. Anyway, then I'm now just holding my phone as a weapon because the footsteps get closer to the door and the door handle turns.
No!
At the bottom
Your
of the
phone
stairs.
Your phone
is
a weapon.
I'm holding, it's the only thing I've got is my phone. I just hit this guy with the phone. It's probably stronger than my fist. Probably, I don't know. But
French is better, actually.
My penis I've character's ever, checked yeah. out of the whole thing. He's not interested. I tried to make him a bouncer. Wasn't having it. But... So the door creaks open and slowly the light has now gone off downstairs. So there's like no pool of light showing me this figure. There's like a bit of a light from outside is making this just a shadowy figure who's coming up the stairs. I am literally just frozen thinking, we'll just pretend to be asleep and maybe I'll think you're already dead. And there's no point killing this one. And genuinely the thought does enter my head, well, maybe I'll go kill them first and I can just run out while he's in there, run into the street.
Oh my God.
This like shadowy figure comes up the stairs and puts a hand on the bed. Literally puts a hand on the bed near where my foot is and then just walks into the other room. It was Mark.
Oh! Oh, for fuck's
sake. Yeah. It just turned out he had shut the door when he went to the toilet and then was walking around for ages. And the reason the light was on outside is because he was checking that we'd locked the door.
Oh, man, I hate that story so much.
Yeah, it's got the worst ending of all
so
stories in history.
Oh,
but it was
God.
Like, without a doubt, the most scared I've ever been in my... I was like...
That's
Buck.
So yeah, scary.
Why would he be outside?
And why would he then put a hand? So it's for balance, it turns out. And he's putting a hand like that, front. Like sudden, onto the foot of the bed.
Why oh, no, it was dark. He couldn't see.
Yeah, but
yeah.
like,
oh, right.
but still, do bed? It in a less fucking threatening way.
Yeah.
Why was he near your bed in anyway?
Well, it's we quite the beds through. Are on the way to their little room.
Okay, all right.
But he just like gone to the toilet and then. But again, like also why when he got up to go to the toilet, he shut their little door that's on the way. It's like, you just wouldn't do that. So I ruled it out. Because you'd be like, well, I've got to go back that way.
They're sleeping soundly.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, I don't want to disturb
Lloyd. Yeah. It was Adam. Yeah, Adam. I don't want to disturb Adam, but I will make Reese think he's about to die on his own birthday.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And then
did
the
you
next...
tell him?
Did you wake up and go, what the fuck are you doing?
I think I didn't say anything in the moment, and the next day I sort of told this story to him, and then basically the reaction was just like, oh, you're a pussy, and that was it. Like, no one cared at all, and I was explaining it. Yeah, exactly. Real stag do behavior, that.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, they
That's
were just like,
so
oh.
Scary.
He was just like, oh, I think. And then when I sort of said, what was the whole sheep thing about? He just kept changing the subject. We got to go do our shows.
You know,
where's the taxi?
Like. Yeah. Sheep, they're not nocturnal, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly.
Bark all night, famously. Oh, man.
Yeah, horrible
Wait, so the
stuff.
Sheep had That's nothing terrifying. To do with it?
No. Little red herring oh, for God. You there. Welcome to the escape room.
Such a red herring. This
is good storytelling. Yeah.
Did you make any peace with anything? Were you like... Because you're like, this is a completely helpless situation.
I don't know. I think I was so scared at that moment that I didn't. But really recently, I thought I was going to die in a plane crash, just from the literally slightest bit of turbulence that no one else reacted to. And I was genuinely ready.
Yeah.
It was like, it was happening. It was like quite, you know, the dips that hit you
You were
in the stomach.
Ready?
And I suddenly thought, huh, I guess I'm going to die. That's fine. I was ready for it. I didn't care.
Were you what? Having a bad day?
I was free. I think I'm free. I think I'm mentally free. I know that's not what this podcast is about.
Yeah.
I think I've done it.
I think you have done
I
it.
Think I've solved it. I genuinely was like, yeah.
Of course.
Do you think, genuinely though, this is a genuine question, would you prefer to die or be killed? Come on, be honest. Be really honest with like, you know.
Kill or be killed?
No, no.
Is that what you said?
Die or be killed?
Kill or be killed?
No, I didn't give you the option of killing.
I can answer that.
I didn't give you the option of killing
really
anyone.
Really quickly, actually. I'll kill.
Yeah.
I'll kill.
Yeah, it wasn't an option.
I'll kill you all.
It wasn't an option.
Sarah, focus.
Die. It was die or be killed.
I'm talking about killing.
Okay.
You die of natural causes, sure. And I'm not going to tell you what age.
Or what causes.
Huh? What did you say?
Because there's different types of dying of causes.
You die of... illness.
Okay.
Oh.
Of an illness.
Supposed to.
That, well, old age.
Otherwise, oh, okay.
Or sleeping to death, is that how it happens? Or you die
so
of...
We're taken out.
An illness, but oh, you only really suffer for a week.
We're taken out earlier than we should have been.
Oh, then die.
Not necessarily.
I don't want to be killed.
You get killed, but you get killed in a real fucking, like, you know, you're on your knees, gun to the head, you've wronged me kind of way, and it's mistaken identity.
Do I make a paper? Do I make a local paper? Do they put me in the paper?
It's irrelevant. You don't know anyway, so who cares?
I want to do the dying.
But everyone knows you got killed. Everyone knows, like, your legacy is got killed.
I'd like to be in the paper, please.
But then you should kill.
Kill me. Kill me and put me in the paper.
Okay.
I'm going to go for dying. Fish and chips.
Dying of natural causes.
Yeah.
Of illnesses.
Ill, make me ill.
You are, make me ill. Don't kill me, just don't make me ill. Me.
Killed. You want to be killed?
Yeah.
Why?
Kill me to death.
Why?
It'd be more fun.
More fun.
Well, I just want to die like a pathetic weasel. No.
Yes.
I just want to slowly evaporate. Get a fucking grip, mate. Kill me.
Yeah.
Let's make it.
Everything you've just described is how I feel.
You want to be a weasel?
I'm a pathetic weasel, and I want to die like a pathetic weasel. And
just
I want
cease to my exist
own,
slowly,
my
like
own
a...
body to kill me, like because you know that that really fits with the self hatred.
Okay, now you've put it like that.
I'd like to
your
die
own
a
body
hero's
killing
death.
You is
I think.
Cool.
Yeah.
what hero's death would you like to die?
I don't know. I want to. If I go out, I want to be like saving some children from a fire.
Oh, you want to like parkour up a building?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want you to die a hero's death that later turns out to have
been
a
coward.
Death. Like the person you saved turns out to be the next Hitler or something.
Yeah. And then everyone blames
like, what a hero, save that baby. Then years later,
yes.
Not that baby.
And then you find
I
out
thought you were
going
to go coward's death. Like you think it's a hero's death, but actually it was a coward's death.
Yeah. Like I threw the baby out the window.
Yes.
With a note on it saying, please
catch.
Save me.
yeah. Catch.
Forget this baby, save me.
I am trapped in a burning building. Use the baby as a messenger.
If you find this baby.
You send a baby out.
I need help.
To break you, so that it breaks your fall when you land. But then you don't jump out in time and someone catches the baby.
Yeah.
And everyone thinks
you're
a hero.
Like, oh, they catch it. And I'm like, I was going to land on that.
Yeah.
So you must tell us.
Yeah, you must tell us. You simply must tell us.
Have you ever had a sliding doors moment? So an actual life-changing event?
Well, isn't that...
We know.
Just by definition, impossible to know. Isn't it basically impossible to know if you have or not?
No,
yes,
you're following the exact script of every podcast.
Right,
sorry. No,
okay.
This is good.
But also,
it needs to be in. People need to always be reminded that we've had a
this
fundamental
is a bad
flaw.
Idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
In making this. Yeah.
Well, there's lots, but my ones, maybe this is bad because all my ones are things I didn't do. And that I think, like, I think I, you know, and.
Could have, should have?
Well, like, actually, no, the problem I've got is all of them are not decisions I made. They're things I didn't end up doing because of decisions other people made.
Ooh.
But I do think have had a positive or negative impact. Okay.
I say go for it.
I'll give you some examples.
Do it.
Most of them are from auditions. That I did 8,000 auditions for and was like contracted to do the job and then didn't do the job. But it would have meant I would have like cancelled Edinburgh's and stuff like that, which obviously then lead to things that you do get to do. And
you would have been Harry Potter.
So there were, exactly.
Yeah.
But then I did an Edinburgh 8.
Yeah.
8 years old instead. And
you did 8 Edinburgh's instead.
Yeah. No, the main one is that. When you're like newer in comedy, you do so, or maybe it was just like at the time you did this, you do so many auditions for castings for adverts and adverts pay so much more money than anything you could ever imagine that you are just like, yeah, I just really want to get this advert. And basically once you become a comedian, you sort of suddenly realize, oh, everyone in every advert is a stand-up comedian. Well, I basically had this one in the bag and it was a big one for Coke Zero. It's for the launch of Coke Zero.
Oh,
and the advert.
I've heard of it.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
What is it? Maximum Taste? No, that's Pepsi Max. This is why I didn't get the advert. Maximum Taste, zero sugar.
You kept saying,
no, that is
Pepsi.
It. Or is it not? What is the phrase for Coke Zero? Oh, it's like Coke, but worse.
Same taste, zero sugar?
The same taste.
Same taste.
It won't be Maximum, would it? Pepsi Max.
Yeah. What's the difference between Diet Coke and Coke Zero?
Branding.
For men.
Literally, one's for men,
okay,
one's for
okay,
women,
okay.
I think. Is the effectively is the branding they will never admit.
Yeah, because Diet Coke really is.
One's red, one's silver, and that's it.
Yeah, well, just to clarify, it was the Coke Zero advert, not Diet Coke. I wasn't like a topless window cleaner that all women
were falling over. It was Coke Zero for men.
Yeah, exactly. But the advert was... it's macho. No, but the men in the Diet Coke advert are so sexy.
A topless window cleaner that men were falling over.
No, exactly. Twink. But it was, the advert was, they were basically explaining what Coke Zero is, that it tastes exactly the same, but there's no sugar in it. And it was a bloke, it comes on screen in a cinema, but the advert's played on TV. But the people in the advert are in the cinema watching the screen, and then a guy comes in and is like, "Hi, I'm the guy from the lobby who just serves you your delicious Cokes. Well, guess what? I was secretly serving you," and he takes out like a Coke Zero cup from a Coke cup.
So clever.
"I was secretly serving you Coke Zero, but you haven't noticed the difference because it tastes the goddamn same. Ha ha ha. Enjoy the movie. Bye-bye," right? Yeah. And I was like...
Everyone's like, "Who's this guy?"
And everyone in the cinema's like... Yeah. In the advert. They think it's brilliant.
Yeah.
But obviously everyone at home is going, "How fucking dare you? Sorry, how dare you?"
Yeah.
"I ordered something specific and you've given me the wrong thing."
Yeah.
And I was like, did all these auditions for it. And obviously it was advert money. So it would have been like, it would have changed my life at the time financially, very temporarily, because there was so many hate campaigns against this guy who didn't even write the advert. He was getting death threats.
No way.
There was Twitter accounts set up called like Coke Zero Cunt and stuff like that. That were like, had like thousands of followers. Everyone hated him. It was this smarmy guy. And I was like, oh, right. It was to play a smarmy guy, wasn't it? Of course I was.
Yeah.
I literally had it. And then they ended up being like, oh, actually this guy we actually wanted was available. But it clearly was between me and him and I was the backup. And I had it and I was going to do it. And then like I remember Rob Beckett tweeting like, "This guy is a fucking prick and I hate this man." And I remember thinking, he didn't write, he's an actor. he didn't write this. And I was like, that could have been me.
Yeah,
because like, has this hate campaign. And Rob was then like sharing this Twitter account being like, if that guy fucking did that to me, I'd be so angry.
God. If this guy was one of my friends, I'd never talk to him again.
Exactly. And I was like, oh my God, I was going to do it. And thank God this guy became available, because I would have just like, my, you know, my inverted commas career had just started and it would have been over.
Reece,
I would have ruined
it. This is such a good one.
Well, it's like, I'm either Coke Zero guy or, you know, eventually
I get to do the podcast. Like, that would have been so bad.
It would have been
the
bad.
The most hated guy in all of England.
There's been a few adverts like that over the years, haven't there? Do you remember the Frosties kid?
Yeah.
They're going to taste great.
And the rumour at school that he'd killed himself.
He moved to Africa and killed himself.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. That could have been me. Yeah.
What's
it was
this?
There was this advert and it was this kid, bless him. He performed it well, didn't he, as well?
It's got nothing to do with him. It was not his fault at all.
He gave it his all, and it was a song, and the song was like, "They're going to taste great. They're going to taste great. I can hear the sound of the Frosties hitting me play." And he's like dancing like that.
Mm.
And he was like, I don't know.
I didn't remember the full lyrics, but that's impressive.
Yeah, it's really burned in my mind.
Yeah.
But so the rumour was...
He left both of your schools.
Oh, this is a known thing. Someone else brought this up to me recently as well.
But the rumour was in all the schools without like...
It was just a thing that went around British schools. The boy from the Frosties advert killed himself.
Because
you know, that hate campaign.
Because there's loads of rumours like that that go around. Like how Jojo, singer of... Get out, leave right now. Was like 15, but they had to pretend she was 18 because it's illegal to have a single at 15. Was like the rumor.
Really?
Was around lots of schools.
I thought she was 13.
She was what?
I thought she was 13
when she released that.
Yeah.
Oh, so maybe she actually was. That's what it was. Okay. It, yeah.
So the song's about her mum.
Yeah. Get out of my room.
I have a source on the Frosties kid as well. Found out.
It was Lucas.
He didn't kill himself.
Oh. Ooh, I mean, yay!
He got bullied so badly he moved to Australia.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
That's worse.
That is sad.
That's worse than him killing himself.
Any news on how he's doing now?
Dead. No, I don't know. I can't find
him. Have you heard of Joe Biden? Because he has.
I don't know how he's doing now. I can get back to you on that.
Because he has.
He's heard of him. Do some more research. Yeah, We'd like some update.
We'd like some closure on this. And was he free when he eventually died?
But that was like, that's the one I think that feels the most. But then there's other ones. There are the little ones. That it's all to do with auditions, really. There are other ones that like, there's one where I was offered a part.
There's one villain.
Decision. There's one crucial decision. No, this actually... There's one, it's like the only real career decision of my life, I think, where it was like, you have to do this or this, was I got booked to do Mock the Week for the very first time. And then
we had a television program
that no longer exists.
Yeah, it was an old show that used to be on.
Yeah. But the host has killed himself and moved to Australia.
In that order.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he wanted to be buried in Australia. It was like, to do that... Which felt like it obviously an unbelievably big deal.
Yeah.
And then I got offered a part without an audition in Death of Stalin, the Armando Iannucci film.
Oh my God, yeah.
And it was just like, you have to film on this day and the day after, and Mock the Week was the same day. And so I said to Mock the Week, oh, I'm going to be in a film, a really good film. Can I move that? And they were like, no. And I was like, wait. But just to be in an Armando Iannucci film, just this couple of days, but I'll just do any other day in the series. And they were like, no.
They made like, you choose.
Okay. So I had to choose, and I had like, I definitely was like really soon before in Edinburgh, and I was like, Death of Stalin won't come out for ages. It was like three lines. The part was just called Young Doctor, didn't even have a name. And it was like three lines, but it was a scene with Steve Buscemi and stuff like that. Yeah. So obviously like fucking cool.
And that film is pretty big.
Yeah, and it's good. And the guy in it's fantastic. I mean,
the guy who plays Young Doctor?
Yeah, he's unbelievable. Yeah. He was way better than I'd have been. But
wait, so did you take the part?
I chose to, yeah. I chose to do Mock of the Week because I thought no one goes to watch a guy who plays Young Doctor. No one buys tickets to see Young Doctor in a film who's in it for 10 seconds. But they might buy tickets to see someone on Mock the Week. Turns out they don't. but I thought they might.
Turns out they buy tickets for sure.
Yeah, they were the Young Doctor guy, John Bishop. No. yeah, and then at the rap party of Mock the Week recently, I think I sort of mentioned this anecdote in passing, and one of the bookers of Mock the Week went, yeah, we moved it, didn't we, so that you could do it. And I was like, have you seen Death of Stalin? Was I in it? No, you fucking didn't move it. And he was like, what? I thought we moved it. And I was like, no. And he was like, oh well. And I was like,
so
oh,
was just
oh
like
well.
An admin error on their part.
Oh well.
They were like, no.
We'll get to that email. Yeah. Yeah, and I remember just being
I don't know. I don't know, Reese, if this was right.
No, I don't think it was.
I don't know.
Now that the show I chose has died,
yeah,
it certainly feels like
I think it was right.
Been,
I think
I could
that
have been in Hollywood right now.
You would have been in Hollywood right now.
Do you think?
No. I think. Shut up.
We get
look at the boy.
We find out what happened to Young Doctor.
Yeah, actually, can we? Can we find out?
But
he went on to do the Coke Zero advert.
If it's Brett Goldstein.
Oh no. Listen, just for the record.
Yes.
I very much liked doing Mock the Week. Okay?
Yeah.
Right, now off the record, I fucking hated it
so much. Yeah.
No, I did like doing it. I'm glad
Listen,
I did
it's
it.
It's gone.
All right?
To be honest.
But I really wish I'd been in Death of Stalin so much.
Yeah. It would have been nice if you could have done both.
It's fucking so
annoying.
It's
ridiculous that you couldn't.
It's the only time I've been like genuine, proper career decision of like between two things.
Yeah.
Because every other time it's just like, oh, you can just make it work, typically.
Okay. Do you have an IMDb page?
Yeah.
Okay, it's fine. You're fine.
Yeah, but that's not on it.
No, I know it's not on it, but at least you have
we
one.
We could probably list you on it.
Most stuff on it is self, though. I'm playing self.
Nice.
Do you know who did play it? It was Armando Iannucci's son.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What? Never
sorry,
did
sorry. It got offered to me before that.
Yeah.
How shit is his son?
Who's your dad?
He's not been in anything else.
Steve Buscemi. Sorry, I should have said.
He's a singer now. He's not been in anything else, I don't think.
Oh, so it literally probably what?
Yeah.
Was probably
play a song.
Favor. Because he was like, oh, we can't get...
Emilio Iannucci.
I bet I was like 19th choice then. And then it got to the point where I was like, I'm fucking sick of this. Can you just do it?
Yeah.
And then his son was like, yeah, fine. And then he nailed it so much. I literally watched it and thought, that guy's amazing. Because obviously I watched the whole film just waiting for that moment. That scene where he
Young
says
doctor.
Two sentences. Yeah. And then I was watching him being like, yeah.
Two, one of his sentences
he's
got
really
cut.
Really good.
Maybe if you'd done it, all three
all three would have stayed in, baby. Yeah, exactly.
Wow. That's I'm kind of sad about this story.
Yeah, it's not good, is it? But so I didn't.
That's a very
I didn't do Death of Stalin.
Like, there could have been a different. But then, how many times did you do Mock the Week?
32 or something.
So that's quite a big career.
I think you made the right.
Yeah,
choice,
but there could have been if I'd been in Death of Stalin, there could have been 31 sequels.
But they might.
And I could have been I could have been playing Old Doctor by the end of it.
Yeah. If you could go back and make that choice again,
what
would you do?
Ooh.
I do the same thing.
You reckon?
Yeah.
It definitely was the only thing I could have done. It was the only thing to do at the time. You know what I would do actually? You know what I would definitely do? I would say, no, move it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I would say you have to
just move it and then I'll just do it next series then instead.
Knowing what I know now is that you would have got Mock the Week regardless.
Just move it. Yeah, I'll just go, no, I'll do another date in the series and they'll go, oh shit, okay, it's just a bit of admin we couldn't be asked to do, but now we will do it.
Mm.
But I would go, no, move it.
Yeah.
But then again, who knows? Maybe I flop so hard in Death of Stalin that I'm a laughing stock and have to move to Australia.
You're the next Frosties kid.
Reese, I do not believe that. I think you would have nailed it. Emilio would have been sitting at home thinking, that guy's good.
Dad! Papa, that could have been me!
Picture of you on his wall.
Yeah.
I want to be just like Reese.
And then Armando Iannucci? Yeah. I don't know how to say his name. He would have not had a nepotism scandal that we've just uncovered.
Yeah. We've uncovered, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. What was his name again? Emiliano.
Emilio.
Emilio. Nepo baby.
The original Nepo baby.
Nepo baby.
That takes the piss, doesn't it?
What's the opposite of a Nepo baby?
Reese.
Grafter.
Reese sitting right in front of us. Someone who just works for everything he got.
Yeah, yeah. My dad created Mock the Week. But
you
yeah.
look like you've never had a leg up.
Well,
it would have been great if your dad had created Mug the Week and had been like, no.
No, yeah, no. No, we're not moving the date.
You honor a commitment, Reese.
We're not moving the date. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Go to your room.
My God.
You want Amanda to be your dad, do you?
Yeah, but then again, fuck, maybe you like get you start a professional relationship with Armando Iannucci and then
you would have.
Yeah.
And have a new five and all of the other stuff.
Yeah.
And you're writing stuff together.
If anything, would have been a great bit.
Oh, I didn't realise quite what a mistake
what
this
a massive, was. What a massive fuck up you are. You...
Wow, but thank you for telling us all of that.
Do you have anything that you want to plug?
Yeah, get my podcast above this one in the charts.
Yeah.
Seriously, I'm serious.
I swear to God.
What's it called?
Or I walk. It's called Death of Stalin, What Might Have Been.
Yeah. Call me young doctor.
It's called the Iannucci Files. I think if you want it enough, you'll find it.
It's called
nice.
No, it's called Fit and Proper.
It's called Just Sweet Amelia.
Yeah.
Fit and Proper, it's you and...
Lloyd Griffith.
Lovely. Yeah.
Thanks for doing this, Reese. Thank Reese.
Thank you. I've thanked him like 17 times.
Honestly, you've been thanking me for fucking ages.
You thank Reese.
This is this part of the escape room?
It's like eight endings.
You have to get thanked a billion times before you can leave.
Yeah.
And now the room, the door will pop open. The bar.
That was
Reese
James. Well, why are we Wales? He really played those stories down, and they were fantastic.
They were so good. They were so good, and he told them so well.
My heart was really beating during that way.
Oh my God, I think both of ours were. Yeah. Like, we were not prepared.
I thought he was going to die.
I really did not expect. Yeah. And also, like, he really did a good job of me not expecting at any point that it was one of the...
The most obvious answer in the
world. The most obvious answer. Like, he did a really good job.
Yeah, God, he should perform.
He should perform and write things.
He should. We'll tell him.
We'll tell him.
It's a shame he's gone.
Do tweet at Reese to tell him he should write things. But,
yeah, he should give it a go.
Yeah. That was great.
Thank you so much for listening, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
As always, we love you.
We love you.
We love you.
We think you're great.
We want to know what you look like.
Send us your... No. No, let's not, go down that road.
We want to know what you're wearing.
You're so creepy in this episode.
Oh, is it the end?
You've said a lot of things already.
I get pervy at the end.
You do get pervy at the end.
The pastamble really gets me going.
Okay, I'm just... Before Sarah gets too creepy, I'm just going to quickly finish this.
Don't.
Oh. thank you, and you'll hear us next time.
Thank you for listening to Thank Fuck for That. It was hosted by Mickey Overman and Sarah Keyworth. It was produced by Lucas Jeffcoat with music from Ben Cavanaugh.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.